going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, just get up. Ain't that what Joe told me? Get up, move on to the next play, protect yourself. Just focus on the game.
So, Keith, you think Joe Mazzulla hot seat check getting a little warm?
I would say so.
Because of what Tatum had to say.
Yes. So when he first did it, we all raised an eyebrow. We're going back to Jason Tatum on the ground, the head coach screaming, get up. So I know a lot of you watching the game were screaming, get up. People in the stands were screaming, get up. That's a very much different relationship.
I was in the building game one being like, he's fine. Get your ass up.
How many NBA players... or even take any sport, really, but NBA players specifically, roll around on the floor, maybe ham up their injury a little bit more than they should. Good amount.
Yeah.
How many of their head coaches scream at them to get up and hold the trainer back from going out?
Zero.
One.
Your coach,
his
for
name's
now.
Joe, his name's Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, he's the head coach of the Boston Celtics, .. for now.
The quickest way to be removed as head coach of an NBA team is to piss off your best player.
Now, don't misconstrue this. I liked Joe yelling at him.
He might have been right to do it.
He was.
However,
I agree with Joe yelling
in that
at
role,
him. However, would you rather be right or would you rather have your job long term?
Probably keep the job.
Yeah.
Probably keep the job. You know, in the back of your mind, you're right.
Right.
You know what you were screaming behind those crazy eyes of yours when you were screaming was get up. But he actually did that out loud.
Right.
And now you're like, you know what? Maybe we're making too big a deal. Like late last week. I don't know. Maybe we're making too big a deal out of
it. Yeah. No, he was just yelling at him to get up.
Yeah.
Because he was hoping he was okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
No, get up. Isn't that what Joe told me?
Maybe send the trainer then.
Meanwhile.
Because these might have gotten lost in the shuffle. If it wasn't for us, the work that we're doing, this might have gotten lost in the shuffle over a very busy weekend.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, not everybody wants to talk about the Celtics. I get that. But, sure. You know, something we're choosing to highlight in the middle of the playoffs. So let me hear a little, because Tatum was not done. This was off on Friday night, if that was unclear. This Joe thing was in Tatum's head. He was asked about his wrist injury. Mm-hmm. He was asked about hitting the ground, all these things. He's the one bringing up Joe Mazzulla. He's the one referencing the video that went viral on social because maybe Tatum heard him or not in real time. Keith, you brought this up earlier.
It's possible.
He probably did, but maybe he didn't.
After the fact,
it's
though.
It's very, very, very clear Tatum saw it by now, was very aware of it. And if I'm reading between the lines, I think he's bothered by it. I would use this answer as the example.
You know, I wanted to get up. It was just a lot worse than, you know, Joe thought it was. But, you know, it's cool. We move on and just get ready for the next game.
Okay.
It's so cool.
He hasn't moved on. I mean, Tatum can say he's moved on all he wants. He's the one harping on it. And secondarily,
I like a good grudge.
It was I know you do.
So if he is perturbed by this,
JT's beefs.
Yeah. I think he's gonna hang on to this. And this is just one part of the relationship. As it goes on, if something else flares up, it's gonna be worse than what it should be. Right? Everybody has relationships, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whether it's a spouse, a loved one, a friend, whatever. Yeah, he's still holding on to something,
right?
So, like, if something happens that is really on the scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 3 how severe it is.
Yeah.
But if you just got over, like, a 7, now that three is like a five or a six, right? So everything kind of is a little bit bigger. So I'm just saying,
right. there's glass in the muffins. I'm holding on to that.
You're holding on to
like
that.
Like at some point, I got that in my back pocket whenever I need it.
In the NBA, best job security is having the star player want you.
Right.
That's it. And so right now, I don't know how he feels about it.
So again, it's like, oh, well, we move past it. It's cool. It sounds cool, and it sounds like you move past it.
Twice unprompted at the press conference.
And oh, yeah, it was a lot worse than Joe thought.
Yeah.
So to me,
it was worse than Joe thought.
That's like pretty direct at Joe Mazzulla. It may not mean he's going to get fired or he's on the hot seat, Keith. But he's not happy. Can we all agree he's not happy with what Joe did?
No.
And that it became a story?
Not only that, and I actually rejected this in real time, but now doesn't it breathe a little bit more life into the conspiracy that he didn't play in game two? It was sort of like, hey, Joe, this was really bad.
Oh.
Like, you're screaming at me.
Oh,
like,
so
I
can't, wait, you want to go there now?
I think you have to circle back.
Joe, it was bad. You wanted me to get up? I'm going to sit out game two.
Because we're like, oh, it's kind of bad that he's not playing.
You but think
like,
there was some of that?
I'm sure it hurts. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure it hurts like hell.
Hmm.
But was he sort of like, hey, Joe, just to prove to you how bad that it hurts, like, I can't go tonight.
Yeah. Or, Joe, you don't think it's so bad? Why don't you go try to win without me?
Yeah.
You don't want to go that far?
No, they did, but
well, yeah,
they won the game.
No, they usually win without Tatum, FYI.
They won the game.
They're 9-2 this year without him. They win a lot without him, actually.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's definitely the fact. It might have, as the days go by and with as crazy as the weekend was with stuff going on all over the place, this definitely could have kind of been buried. But he brought it up twice unprompted, so it's definitely something.
Hmm. It's a lot worse than Joe thought. We've moved past it. It's cool.
So cool.
He still was being asked about the wrist injury last night.
Yep.
He did not invoke Joe Mazzulla last night after a win, but after a loss, he invoked Joe a couple of times. Interesting.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.